Possibly. This is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. My name is Ruben. I'm calling from the underwriting department of Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good, good. Can I give you my phone number in case we get disconnected, and is now an okay time?
Yeah. It's fine. Yeah. She told me 1 o'clock, but no big deal.
Yeah, I got a little free window. I thought it'd be a little easier to reach out to you before the day got slammed.
Yeah, no problem. What's your phone number?
It's 858-866-866.
Mm-hmm.
9102.
Okay, perfect.
And I just wanted to ask you a few basic questions. So I understand you've done some working capital and equipment financing. Right now, are you seeking any type of equipment loans or vehicle loans, or is it just cash?
No, we have, our dynamometer and our CNC machines and everything's already all done. It would just be, basically a refinance, if you will. Just trying to lower the payment. But other than that, I could definitely use additional, funding for inventory, but it's not a requirement.
Okay. And I saw here that you worked with several working capital companies. I saw that you worked with a company called Business Financial Services, Cabbage, and Merchant Cash and Capital. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah. We've done many over the years.
Okay.
Going back to 2012, I think, is when we did our first one. We've usually, like every 6 months, we would redo it and redo it and redo it type thing. The Business Financial Services was bought out by the last one that you mentioned. I can't remember. Merchant
Cash and Capital.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Okay. Also known as BizFi. Okay. I also see that you have a loan with, it looks like Bluevine. Is that correct?
The Bluevine stuff is something we were trying, but they are more expensive than Cabbage, so we will not be using them in the future.
Okay. How much debt do you have with Bluevine? I just want to make sure I've got accurate information.
I want to say, as of today, probably $15,000 or $14,000, and I have a payment initiated for $2,000, so I think it'll be about $12,000.
And your balance with Merchant Cash and Capital is about, let me make sure I have this accurate, it's about $120,000?
I honestly have no way to find that out online. I just sent the contract over. It's a fairly new thing that we did with them. I honestly couldn't tell you the balance. But I could definitely call and find out.
I could probably backdate it. Give me a second while I just bring this up. And did you work directly with them or through a broker?
I think it was through, let me type in BizFi. That name sounds familiar, but the other one, I think, BizFi was their DBA, I believe.
Yes.
Let's see. It was directly with, it was through a broker called Credibly, CREDIBLY.com.
Yeah, so you're about 3 months into a loan. So they often will give you a small discount for paying off early. So,
yeah, I do think he said that initially. And my whole thing was I was working with another lady, and she was local here in town. She was an elderly lady, and she was going to help us try to do an SBA loan.
Okay.
And try to get all of this stuff tied under that umbrella. And I reached out to her before I reached out to you guys, and her office told me that she had passed away. So I have not tried to continue on with them as of yet. I think a long-term goal would be, to do an SBA loan, because I think we're a prime candidate for it now. I think that, we've been open long enough. We have a good grasp on our location here in Texas. So that would ultimately be the end goal. Which is why I wanted to try to refinance the things that we have now. We make obviously a payment for our dynamometers. We have two CNC machines that are brand new that valued at about $170,000. And so the extra funds would be to...
And those are financed, I assume, correct?
Yeah, they're financed separately, not through a merchant cash program or anything like that. But it would be nice to... if we got any extra funds from you, to put it all into that, because I'm just trying to you know, consolidate as much as I can. I'd rather make one payment to one company than five payments to five companies.
All right, and just to give you a little feedback, I am familiar with the SBA loan product. One thing, and I'm not trying to like beat you up, but one thing you said, you think you'd be a prime candidate. I don't view any customers as a prime candidate for an SBA loan. I have people that come to me on a daily basis. I used to be on the sales side that are led along for 3, 4, 5, 6 months, and then something falls through. The rule book on SBA loans is massive. It's over 170 pages, and it's a very, very tough process. Not to say it's not a good product, but it's an extremely, extremely tough process.
Yeah, our Austin location, I'm sure you've been to our website and researched this, but we have an office in Toronto and London and Qatar and Austin, which is right down the road from us, about 2 hours away. They went through the whole process, and I was involved with some of it, obviously, because they're a separate location from us. They're a franchisee, and we're the franchisor, and so we were involved in that process. And yeah, it definitely went on for a long time. I think it was rejected twice, and so we kind of have everything, all of that information available.
Yes, yeah, okay.
But it was definitely, you're right, it was a daunting task. I do not look forward to doing it again, especially alone.
And you said especially what? Alone?
Especially alone, yeah. I definitely would never try to do it alone.
Okay, so let me kind of give you some feedback on what we could provide now and give you an idea. Because it sounds like what's happened is you've gone from like lender to lender to lender. Did you work with a company called On Deck Capital in the past?
Yeah, that was a long time ago. Yep, that one's all taken care of. So they've kind of just been... They've been bought out and bought out and bought out, and you know, I guess when you get down to like the 6 month period, people can refi and or redo the loan. And sometimes we get offers for, obviously when you take out one of these loans, everybody in the world contacts you, which is probably how you guys got our information. You saw the UCC or whatever it was information. So yeah, just as we've done more and more, we've gotten smarter and
we actually didn't reach out to you. We didn't reach out to you based on the UCC on your business loan. We actually we reached out to you on your UCC based on Time Payment Corporation, where you finance some equipment. Our industry is a bit of a zoo, and so there's a lot of nasty things that are going on. So what I want to do is kind of pump the brakes and kind of give you an idea of what we could do for your business. Not every customer that comes in we have an ultimate solution for, but if we keep the door open, we treat them with honesty and we're transparent, we're a relationship-based bank. Most customers end up working with Bank of Cardiff. So it's not a pressurized sale, to be blunt. So right now what's going on is you're going from loan to loan to loan. Your revenues per month are around $250,000 per month. Is that accurate?
Correct.
Okay, so here's the challenge. With refinancing, there are a lot of different programs and a lot of different rules. And it sounds like to me what your biggest goal is to probably get a longer term, because when you're doing these loans that are 12, 9, 10 months, it probably sucks up your cash flow pretty quickly, correct?
Correct.
All right, and that's fine. That's actually pretty standard. So you want something that's longer. So what's available for you? Well, you have two loans. The way that we say it, not including the Blue Vine, is there's two basic loans in our opinion. One is a loan from Merchant Cash and Capital. Your balance is around $119,000. One is a loan from Cabbage, and your balance for Cabbage is about $50,000. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. So the challenge is, and I'm looking at your bank statements, I would say probably more the revenues are around 180 to 200. So generally, there's two ways for you to pursue funding, and I'm just here to give you some options and some feedback, and I can give you some formal numbers later today. The first option is to do a refinance. The challenge is, when you just did your refinance with Merchant Cash and Capital, I assume your balance was around 50 or 60,000. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so. I would have to pull up all the data, but I think so.
So it's kind of... We have, Bank of Cardiff, I believe we do have the best programs in the nation. But what's happening is the reason that loan worked is it's called a 50-50 split. So on most of these loan products, if you do refinance, at least 50% on the dollar typically has to go into your pocket. That's a typical rule. It's not the end-all, be-all. That's typical. So if 50% goes into your pocket, that means that if you do a $120,000 loan, you can only use $60,000 to pay off a loan. Right now, your balances are around 170. So the challenge is that if you were to redo a complete refinance right now, you would have to borrow double, $340,000, which is a tremendous amount of money and much higher than conventional loan standards. So that's going to be one of the obstacles here, is actually doing a refinance where all that debt is paid out. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
What I'm going to do, and what I'm doing some research for you on this, is the following. I believe your business could qualify for a loan of $200 to $250. I'm going to see if we can potentially treat Cabbage, not have to include the Cabbage balance. So to give you an idea,
the last place did. Yeah, the last underwriter said the same thing, and they bypassed the Cabbage. And I do have some money saved up that I was prepared for that. I could potentially knock down the Cabbage to almost nothing. It would take me a little bit of time, but I do have some cash put away that that I would have no problem paying the Cabbage. And at the current rate with Cabbage right now, it'll be paid off in 3 months anyway.
Okay,
so I'm paying Cabbage, in 3 months, it'll be non-existent.
And so you're actually beating me to the punch. And the punch is, if this loan doesn't work, I would like to keep the door open with you, have your balances naturally come down, and then give you a better loan product. Something that's longer term, something that's got, I think, a more effective solution for your business. So that's option one. There is a second option that I want to go over. So you said you were potentially open to buying some inventory. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can you give me some ideas of what amount of money you would be needing, what the return on investment is, kind of the real needs, the meat and potatoes of that?
We stock about $25,000 worth of inventory now. So when I buy inventory in a $25,000 increment like that, we normally get 100% return on our investment. Now, we have been outsourcing a lot of parts to China in the past, hence why we brought in the CNC machine. So these CNC machines are brand new. They just got operational in the past 30 days. Now, we're going to start making all of these parts in the United States. So believe it or not, with the cost of things in China being so affordable, that it is absolutely easier for us to make them here faster and cheaper with the machines being in-house. If we went to a machine shop here in the States, it would be considerably more expensive. But because we bought the machines and we hired the employee, you know, running the machines here is, for us, a lot cheaper than even buying stuff from China. So
okay.
With that said, I mean, if we buy about, $40,000 worth of material and base inventory, we have certain parts that are machined out of solid aluminum. We have some that are, machined out of multiple different metals and then are assembled together to make a part. Anyway, long story short, I think that if we dump in, $40,000 worth of inventory, I can sell that inventory at a markup of about $130,000.
Okay. So how long does it take?
Essentially what we're...
How long does it take you to realize that investment?
We cycle through our inventory about every 4 months.
Okay. So you'd make, if you got an access to 40, you would make 130 or you'd sell it for 130?
We would sell it for 130. Our cost would be 40. We would sell it for 130.
Okay. So we're going to have some final ideas today, but to give you another kind of thought that I would have, if you're open to it, is this. We have what's called an opportunity loan product, which essentially if a refinance, and it's more of just a dollars and cents thing. If the numbers don't work for a customer to give them this longer term refinance, we have what's called a second, it's very similar to Cabbage, which is, theirs is a little different. It basically allows a customer to keep their current loan obligations. They don't have to pay off their loans to get more capital. Now, it's called a second or third position loan. Are you familiar with this product?
Sort of, but you can explain it to me a little bit more.
Okay. So it is an extremely high-risk loan product. There's much bigger default ratios than first position loans because there's a lot more risk. The term lengths are shorter, so it's a clearly defined time of window when someone is using this money not to keep their doors open, but for a specific opportunity. The term lengths are traditionally between industry-wide 3 to 6 months. We're a lot more price sensitive than most companies in our space since we've been doing this for 12 years. And so our term lengths generally range between about 4 to 8 months for a second position loan or third position loan. The money is more expensive, but for someone who necessarily is not at the right time, right place to refinance, it's a nice product to help them take advantage of an opportunity. So essentially what it would be is you would keep your loan with BizFi, you would keep relying with Cabbage, and we would give you an additional source of, we'd give you an additional capital that would be paid back in a time length of, you know, like I said, 4 to 8 months. So I tell people, figure around 6 months. But
yeah, it would have to be much cheaper than Cabbage, which is going to be hard to beat, because I have, you know, I have $100,000 available to me from Cabbage, just clicking a button. The Cabbage loan will be paid off in, you know, a few months anyway.
How much do you have out with Cabbage?
We pay about, it's about $50,000 balance with a $14,000 payment due at the end of the month. So I've already initiated that payment from another account. So, $50,000 minus $14,000, that'll be my balance with Cabbage. So,
and what is your rate through Cabbage?
Here, let me pull it up. I don't know how to calculate the rate, but I can tell you, let me just tell you this, and then you can tell me what the rate is.
How does their terms work?
I'm just logging into Cabbage, and then basically sure, yeah. I'll just pick a round number here. And all right, so let me, all right, it's logging in here. Give me 1 second. Okay, let me hit select amount here. Just taking a second. It's a little slow. All right, so let's see. If I choose, let me just choose 40 grand even and use that. Let's see, $40,000, 6 month term. All right, so if I borrow $40,000, fees are $2,800, loan plus fees, $42,800. So they would only take $2,800 for 40 grand paid back over 6 months. The payment would be $7,266 a month for first couple months, and then it drops down, you know, a couple hundred bucks from
gotcha.
There on out.
So if you decide to do this third position loan product, I'll tell you how it's different than the Cabbage loan. It's not better or worse, mm-hmm. It's different. You could max out your Cabbage loan and still get funding from us. So it's not a competitor to your Cabbage line of credit. It's additional funding. So in this instance, if you did a second position loan, it would be more expensive than your Cabbage loan.
Yeah, so I probably wouldn't want to do that, because that's going against what I'm trying to do with you in the first place.
Okay, so here's what I think. It does, and, you know, but at the same time, you know, we have a lot of customers where, you know, I've been with our firm for 9 years, and this situation comes up quite a bit in today's industry, in today's time, and they'll come in, they'll go with, say, like a Cabbage, and then they'll call us back in 3 weeks, and they'll say, hey, look, a new opportunity has arisen. I'm max with Cabbage, but can I get 70 grand from you guys, and I have another BizFi loan? Yeah, you can. So here's, I think, kind of the overall synopsis of your file. I don't think right now, at least as of today, a second or third position loan interests you, because you've got something on the table from Cabbage that's cheaper. I think what you're looking for is something that's longer term, and you want to refinance, not because you keep on rolling over interest, you just want a longer term payment, because that's what's sucking up your cash flow. The answer that I have for you is, I don't know. I don't know if we can waive Cabbage, especially at this level, but what I'd encourage you to do is, even if I will give you a ring back today regardless, and even the answer is, hey, look, right now you can't qualify for our refinance term for X, Y, and Z reasons, that in 2 to 3 months, or even in a month or two, as these balances come down and the banks stay steady, that might be a real avenue for you. So I'd encourage you to kind of keep the door open and not take any more debt obligations, because you just might be, you might be very, very close to a refinance if it's not done today. Does that make sense?
Sort of. Yeah, sort of. Like I said, I have no problem with taking care of the Cabbage personally if I need to. So if that is the only decision factor that you have, then relay that to me.
It's not the only one. I'm waiting for my boss to get back to me. But I would tell you that kind of shooting from the hip, realistically, a good loan amount for you is around 200K. It's around 200K, because that's really about 10% of your revenues for a longer term product. And so I think probably I'm hoping to come back to you and say, hey, look, you got what you want today, but you might be around 1 to 2 months away just from a refinance. How much cash do you have on hand to pay down any of these loans, just so I can have my information from me?
Maybe 70 grand.
Gotcha.
I mean, I'd have to, you know, move some stuff around and look, maybe 70 grand.
Yeah, gotcha. And if you don't get funding from us, are you going to use that line of credit to do that inventory purchase of the cabbage?
I try to not do it. I try to, solicit group buys on the forum and try to use customers' money to do it. You know, so I, get in early, we'll give you a discount. We'll ship in 30 days type thing. So I try to use their money because it's free. But if I get in a bind and I have to use it, that's why cabbage is great, because I get in a bind. I don't have to call anyone. I log in, I click a button, I'm out of my bind. And then, once I am able to move inventory, I can pay down the cabbage. And, it has worked very, very well for us for a very long time. And I definitely don't want to do anything to jeopardize that relationship, because it's like having a savings account there you can just transfer money from. So it's a great product.
It is.
So I probably will continue to use it in the future. And, we do all sorts of stuff. We're an automotive company. I have a customer that called me the other day that is in Bahrain that says, hey, I want this Range Rover. I'm going to wire you the money for this Range Rover. Can you go ahead and get it before it sells? The Range Rover's at auction. The auction's going to end on Thursday. So this is a guy that I trust and that has never backed out of a deal and done millions of dollars in business with me over, 5-6 years. So, unfortunately, I can't say, sorry, I don't have the money. I got to say, yeah, I'll take care of it. And then, I got to buy this vehicle and put it on our floor plan or put it on a, some sort of loan like this. And then I just charge him, a little bit more. So having these types of loans is absolutely crucial for my business. But like you said, I would just like to get away from the $610 a month payment. I would like, if I could get 200 grand, I'd love to get 200 grand, space that out over 2 years, somewhere around 500 bucks a month, maybe a little less, a little more is fine. Man, I would be a happy camper. I think that may not be a lot to some people, but, saving $3,000 a month plus having that extra little push.
Yeah, no, I think you want a product that, is, because all these products are kind of rolling over interest, rolling over interest, rolling over interest, rolling over interest, rolling over interest. I think you want something that perhaps comes with interest forgiveness, is a little more user-friendly. I think you want something that's longer term. And yet, I can understand why you keep flipping these loans. I see it a lot, and something that's longer term. And I think we have a product for you. I just don't know right now if the numbers would make sense, but I would tell you that probably 2-3 months, if not today, you will make sense if you don't take out any more debt. So let me find out what I can do for you. And you said you've got about $70,000 cash on hand?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
If at all possible, I would like to not use it. I mean, that is my reserve. That is my savings. That is, that is what I use if I need to, make payroll and things just aren't tight. I would absolutely prefer not to use it. But, if there's an offer that just I can't refuse, then I'll do it.
Yeah, I would say give me a few hours. I encourage you to, just take your time and give me a few hours. I'll holler back at you. You're on East Coast time, so I'll make sure I touch base with you before the end of business day and give you some feedback and hopefully a solution or at least a plan of attack so you've got everything in your best interest.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
You got it, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.